Isn't it wonderful that even if we write out all the love of God, we could never, ever finish?
这是何等奇妙的事，即使我们用尽所有的笔墨去写神的爱，我们永远没有办法写完。
This morning we are going to look at Romans chapter 14.
今天早上我们一起来看罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14, verse 13 to 23.
我们一起看罗马书第十四章十三节到二十三节。
Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him...It is unclean.
我凭着主耶稣确信深知，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy your brother for whom Christ died.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil.
不可叫你的善被人毁谤。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men.
在这几样世上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。
It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother to fall.
无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself by what he approves.
你有信心就当在神面前守着，人在自以为可行的事上，能不自责就有福了。
But the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心。凡不出于信心的都是罪。
I chose Romans because this year we are focusing in on building up each other.
我选的是罗马书，因为这个本今年我们的追求的目标是彼此造就。
It also happens to fit very well into what we've been talking in the English Fellowship.
这跟我们在英语聚会所说的也很很配合。
In the English service, we've been studying the book of Galatians.
在英语聚会，我们最近一直在读加拉太书。
Galatians 5:13 says this.
加拉太书五章第十三节说
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Paul says that we have freedom in Christ.
保罗说我们在基督里有自由。
But not the same kind of freedom that we usually think of.
但不是我们通常所说的那种自由。
When we hear about freedom in this world, we think the ability to do whatever I want.
当我们在世上说自由的时候，我们是说我们有能力去做我们想要做的事情。
But Paul says we are free in Christ, and so therefore we should love one another.
而保罗说我们在基督里的自由，以至于我们可以彼此相爱。
In other words, this freedom is not the freedom so that I can do whatever I want.
所以我们所说的自由并不是我们可以随心所欲地做我们想要做的事。
It is the freedom to do what I should do.
而是是我们做我们应该所做事的自由。
And what we are called to do in Christ is to love one another.
当我们被呼召出来爱基督的时候，我们也要彼此相爱。
Now in the Church of Rome, there was a conflict with loving one another.
在罗马教会里面，他们因着彼此相爱而产生了一个纷争。
They were having problems with the unity of the church.
他们对教会的合一产生了一些问题。
There were seemingly two groups.
这个纷争里面有两群人。
Those that Paul calls the strong and those that Paul calls the weak.
那些保罗称为信心坚定的人，而还有那些保罗称为软弱的人。
Now, Paul was not talking about strong and weak in their knowledge of salvation.
保罗在这里说的并不是他们对得救信心的坚定或者软弱。
Or in their spiritual muscles.
或者说他们属灵的力量。
Or how holy they are.
或者说他们是到底有多么的圣洁。
The strong and weak describe their freedom in how they live out the faith in Jesus.
而这里的坚定与软弱是他们在信心上如何活出这样的救恩。
The convictions they have in how they are to follow Jesus.
他们在跟从耶稣上是有什么样的信念。
And let's be clear, we all have these kind of convictions.
让我们很清楚地说我们都有这样的信念。
It's not just the church in Rome.
不仅仅是在罗马的教会里。
We all have convictions in what it means for us to personally honor Jesus.
我们都有在我们的信念里如何去尊荣耶稣的信念。
For some people, it might be, well, if to honor God, I am not going to drink alcohol.
为了尊荣神，我们当中有些人就说我们不喝酒了。
Or to honor God, I am not going to watch certain kinds of movies.
为了尊荣神，我们就不应该去看某些的电影。
Or I'm only going to listen to certain kinds of music.
或者我们不应该去听某些的音乐。
Maybe the way you are, your conviction is that you need to dress up for church on Sunday.
或者对在主日你就不应该穿某种类型的衣服。
These are all convictions that we have because we want to honor God.
这些都是我们所有的一些信念因着我们要尊荣神。
So the strong believers in Rome were those people who believed that Jesus had freed them from the requirements of the law.
在那些信念坚定的人里面他们相信主耶稣已经把他们从旧约的那些律法当中释放出来了。
They could eat or drink whatever they wanted.
他们可以吃喝他们所要的任何东西。
And then you had the weak believers.
然后有一些信心软弱的人。
And they had convictions that to honor God, they were going to keep some of the Old Testament.
他们相信为了尊荣神，他们要遵从旧约里的一些律令规条。
Right, they were going to stay away from meat that was sacrificed to idols.
他们就不吃祭偶像 用来敬像的肉。
They were going to live their lives in a way that honored God according to the Old Testament.
他们要尊荣神的方式就是照着旧约里的律法去活出来。
So if you know the Old Testament, staying ritually clean was how they honored God.
所以他们用旧约里那些仪文上洁净的方式来尊荣神。
This is very different from the book of Galatians.
这里说的跟加拉太书说的是很不同的。
In the book of Galatians, false teachers had come into the church saying, you need to do the things the Old Testament says.
在加拉太书里面，假教师告诉他们，你应该完全照着旧约里的方式去行为。
And if you don't follow those things, you are not saved.
如果你不遵照旧约里的这些方式，你不会得救。
Paul condemned this teaching in the strongest terms.
保罗用最强烈的词句去谴责这样的教导。
But that's obviously not what's happening here in Rome.
但这并不是在罗马书里所发生的。
Paul is not condemning the weak brothers or sisters.
保罗在这里并不是谴责那些信心软弱的弟兄姊妹。
This is not the belief that they need to keep clean in order to be saved.
他们并不是相信他们要如何的洁净才能够得到救恩。
They still believe that they are saved by Jesus Christ alone.
他们仍旧相信他们得救是单单的因为主耶稣基督。
But how they live their life is different.
但他们如何的过每天的生活却是不一样的。
To honor Christ, they are going to keep some of the Old Testament rules.
为了尊荣基督，他们要保留旧约里的某些内容。
And you know that doesn't sound too strange.
这听上去并不是那么奇怪。
Because the Old Testament rules give us a picture of what God finds pleasing.
因为旧约里的很多规条让我们看到了什么样的生活是讨神喜悦的。
So they have this conflict.
所以他们就有这样的一个纷争。
Because people with different convictions about how to live out their faith are existing together in the same church.
因为不同对如何活出他们的救恩，如何活出他们这样的在信心里面生活出来，个人有不同的信念，然后他们就有这样的纷争。
And isn't that what causes conflict in today's church?
这不是也是在今天的教会当中导致纷争的一个问题吗？
Conflict over individual convictions.
在个人的信念上面而产生的纷争。
Think of how many Christian denominations there are out there.
我们可以就看一下有多少个不同的基督的宗派在今天的世上。
What separates them?
为什么他们会彼此分开来呢？
Sometimes it's only a matter of how often you do breaking bread.
有些有不同的分别出来，只是因为你们只是因为在多久才要做一次擘饼聚会而产生的。
Do we dress up for Sunday morning or do we not?
或者是因为我们是不是在主日需要穿正装。
Do we sing hymns for worship or do we sing praise choruses?
是我们是在在崇拜的时候唱诗歌呢，还是光光的单单的颂赞
？Do we use a guitar and drums or do we use a piano？
我们到底是应该用吉他、鼓，还是用钢琴来伴奏
？Do we worship in the morning or the evening？
我们崇拜的时间是早上还是晚上
？All these things cause so many different churches to exist。
所有这些事是导致如此多不同的教会存在的一个原因。
Now I'm not saying we shouldn't have all these different churches.
我不是说我们不应该有如此多不同的教会或者宗派。
It is great to have a diversity in the church.
在教会里我们可以有这样的多元化是件好事。
But it definitely shows us that within one church, you can have conflict over these convictions.
所以这就让我们看到在教会里面对这样的信念可以产生一些纷争。
So much so that many churches will split because of these differences.
这些纷争如此的大啊，造成的教会有些教会的一些分裂。
So what is this conflict about?
所以这个纷争是关于什么样的问题呢？
This is the conflict only over convictions.
这个是指关于信念的纷争。
And furthermore, convictions about non-essentials.
这些信念所关乎的并非是本质的问题。
It's not a battle for the gospel.
这不是关于福音的征战。
It's not a battle for the authority of Scripture.
这不是关于圣经权威的纷争。
It's a battle over eating and drinking.
这是关于吃喝的征战。
It's a battle over preferences.
这是关于喜好的征战。
So in Rome, we had these two different groups, and they had difficulty accepting and loving one another.
所以在罗马书这就有这两群人他们发现在彼此接纳上产生了问题。
And it became a source of contention and quarreling.
这就成为了他们彼此纷争辩论的一个原因。
There's a temptation for the strong to be very judgmental.
对于这个信心坚定的人他们的引诱惑就是可以去论断人。
They see their brothers and sisters observing something that they don't really need to do.
他们看到一些弟兄姊妹去遵从一些他们觉得并没有必要去遵从的事情。
And there's this temptation to treat their convictions as trivial.
然后他们就把他们软弱的这些人的信念看作无关紧要。
Don't you know we're free in Christ?
你难道不知道我们在基督里是自由的吗？
Here, just eat this cha shu.
你没关系，可以吃那个叉烧。
If you only would just discover your freedom in Christ, you'd be so happy.
如果你发现你在基督里有这样的自由，你应该是何等的喜乐。
But on the other side, there's a temptation for the weak to also be judgmental.
在另外一方面，这些信心软弱的人，他们也有论断的这样一个诱惑。
There's a temptation to look at those that seem to be so free and say, "You are so sinful."
这个论断的诱惑是他们看了那些在基督里有自由的人，他们看着说你们是有罪的。
Look at you, your life looks just like a pagan.
他们会说你的行为看上去就像一个异教的人一样。
Look at the movies you look at and the music you listen to.
看看你看的那些电影听听你听的那些音乐。
And then you also go around drinking and smoking.
然后你也喝酒，你甚至也抽烟。
They look down with contempt at these other brothers and sisters.
所以他们看这些弟兄姊妹他们就怀着一种藐视的心态。
Paul brings a different perspective.
保罗在这里引出了一个不同的观点。
In chapter 14, he says this.
在第十四章里，他这么说。
As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. If anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean.
在，所以，我凭着主耶稣的确知深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
Paul says, "I am fully convinced that no food is unclean."
保罗在这里说，我确实相信啊，没有什么不洁净的食物。
The strong brothers and sisters in Rome are right.
在罗马教会里那些信心坚定的人是对的。
They know that Jesus in Mark 7 declared all food clean.
他们知道耶稣在马可福音第七章里面，他已经说所有的食物都是洁净的。
So at that time, probably reading that, the strong brothers are like, see?
所以这个时候那些信心坚定的人就说，看到了吧。
You weak brothers and sisters just need to get over your silly convictions.
所以你们信心软弱的弟兄姊妹，可以不用去管你们那些可笑的信念。
But Paul continues and says that if anyone regards something as unclean, it is unclean for them.
但是保罗继续说，如果他认为这些食物是不洁净的，那就是对他们来讲是不洁净的。
Are the strong right theologically?
这些信心坚定的人，他们在逻辑上是不是对的呢？
Absolutely.
完全是的。
Are the weak convictions real?
这些信心软弱的人，他们的信念是不是真的呢？
Absolutely.
绝对是的。
He follows up down in verse 23.
然后我们看23节。
So whatever you believe in these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself by what he approves, but the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith,And everything that does not come from faith is sin.
若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
That is that your convictions are very real.
你的信念是极其真实的。
The convictions you have is the Holy Spirit working in you, telling you how to follow God.
你的信念是圣灵在里面在你里面动工，教导你如何遵从神的旨意。
And if you follow these convictions with the aim of being glorifying to God, God honors those convictions.
如果你在信念里遵照这样的指引，你的目的是为了尊荣神。
And if you have a conviction that something does not honor God and you still do it, you are sinning.
如果在你的信念里有这样几件事是不尊荣神的，你仍旧去做，那你就是犯罪了。
Even if that thing is not sin in of itself.
虽然那件事可能在它本身来讲并不是犯罪。
So Paul says both sides are right.
所以保罗说两群人两方面都是对的。
Strong, you can't trivialize the convictions of the weak.
信心坚定的人并不要小看那些信心软弱的人的信念。
Weak, you can't treat with contempt the freedom of the strong.
而信心软弱的人也不要藐视那些信心坚定的人，刚强的人。
So isn't just what's happening in Romans, isn't this just a big misunderstanding?
所以在罗马教会所产生的是不是一个误会呢?
It seems like this conflict doesn't have much at stake.
所以这个看上去这个纷争好像并不是那么严重。
But what is at stake in this conflict is actually salvation itself.
但是这个纷争所关乎的一个严重的事情，而是救恩的本身。
Romans 14:15，
罗马书第十四章第十五节。
If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy your brother for whom Christ died.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
Paul uses this word destroy.
保罗用了这个字是败坏。
Which means this person is in danger of losing their salvation.
也就是说，这个人有失去他救恩的危险。
Their eternal destination is at risk.
这个在永生里的这个目标啊是有危险。
Because of the actions of the strong.
就是因为这个信心坚强的人所做的事情。
On the other hand, not only is the salvation of the weak at risk, but also the salvation of the strong.
在另一方面讲，不仅仅是信心软弱的人的救恩有危险，这个信心坚定的人的救恩也会有危险。
He says that if you are brothers distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love.
也就是说，如果你让你的弟兄有难处，但是你就不是在爱里面行事了。
And John has something terrible to say if we are not acting in love.
约翰使徒约翰说，如果我们不是在爱心中行事，我们就有麻烦了。
1 John 4:20 says, Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen.
约翰一书四章二十节，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
That if you cannot love your brother with what you eat and drink, how can you love God?
如果你不能爱你那些因着他的吃喝而不能爱你的弟兄，你如何又能爱神呢？
So this conflict is not something minor.
所以这个纷争并不是一件小事情。
This conflict is very big.
这个纷争是很大的一个纷争。
It's not just a misunderstanding of freedom.
这并不是仅仅关于自由的一个误解的纷争。
The strong by their continued action can cause the weak to fall.
这个信心坚强的人的不断的这样的行事可以导致信心软弱的人而去败坏。
And then the strong by their continued lack of love,show themselves that they don't know the love of the Father.
然后信心坚强的人做着他们的事以显明了他们并不知道神的爱是什么。
How do we resolve this conflict?
如何我们才能解决这样的纷争呢？
Sadly, the modern way to resolve this kind of conflict is to split and form two different churches.
很不幸，现代的解决这样纷争的方式就是教会的分裂。
Or multiple churches, each different church for each different conviction.
或者分成更多的教会，每一个教会都是按照某一个信念而组成。
Paul, of course, does not give that as a solution.
保罗当然不同意这样的解决方法。
He gives two things for the church in Rome to remember.
他给了罗马教会两个这个解决的办法。
The first is remembering the gospel.
第一个是纪念我们的福音。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
When we get focused in on our own preferences, that's what we see the whole church being about.
当我们完全关注在吃喝的问题上，或喜好的问题上，我们会觉得这是只是这好像就是教会所关注的事情。
We make all of Christianity about these little issues.
我们把整个基督的信仰围绕在这些事情上面。
And how guilty is the modern church of doing that?
现代的教会在这件事上啊是负有责任的。
If non-Christians look into the church, what would they say Christianity is about?
当非基督徒看着基督教会的时候，他们在思想基督教是一个什么样的信仰的时候，
Just based on the conflict that we have,
他们看到的只是教会的纷争。
We'll say, well, the main focus of Christianity is how you sing.
啊，他们会看到啊。基督信仰的最主要的关注是你如何唱诗
or what you eat or drink、
你在吃喝些什么
What kind of movies you watch、
你看的是一些什么样的电影
What kind of music you listen to
你听的是什么样的音乐
Is that what Christianity is about?
那 是基督信仰、所有应该关注的事情吗？
If that's what they get from looking at us, we are not living the gospel properly.
如果这只是他们所看到的基督信仰，那么我们并没有把活音，把福音活出来。
And it doesn't matter how much we say the gospel, if this is what we're living and this is what they see, then that's what they're going to believe it is about.
他们看到的不是我们说的出来的福音是什么，他们看到的是我们所活出来的，每天行事出来的福音是什么。
So Paul says, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
所以保罗说，神的国不在乎吃喝。
That's not what the gospel's about.
这并不是福音的内容。
The gospel is not about your own individual preferences.
这个福音并不跟你的个人的喜好有关。
And if someone looking at your walk in Christ and that's all they get about Christianity, then you need to take a look inside yourself.
如果别人看到的只是你做出来的行为啊，那你应该好好的省思一下你对福音的理解是什么。
Paul says, "What is the kingdom of God all about?"
保罗说，神的国到底是关乎什么样的事情
？Righteousness, peace, and joy.
也就是公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
And if these three things are not coming out in the way we live, we are not living the gospel.
如果这些事情并没有从我们生活中活出来，啊，我们并没有活在我们。所接受的这个福音当中。
Romans 5:1-2, he summarized the whole gospel using these three words.
所以罗马书第五章一到二节，他把福音的总归都总结出来了。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith,
我们既因信称义。
In other words, since we have been made righteous,
所以我们是被称义的。
We have peace with God.
我们就与神相合了。
We have an absence of contention.
我们就没有这样的纷争了。
Meaning that we are no longer God's enemies.
我们不再是神的仇敌了。
But peace is bigger than that.
而是比这个更大的。
Peace also includes all the good things from God.
这样的和好也包括从神而来的所有的好的事物。
Peace means wholeness, soundness, togetherness.
这样的和好是表示完全和良善。
So we have this kind of all-encompassing peace with God.
所以我们所进入的是一个包罗所有的这样的一个与神的一个和好。
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
借着我们的主耶稣基督
through whom we have gained access by faith into His grace, in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。
The English uses the word boast, but it can also be translated rejoice.
英文说的是夸口，我们在中文里面说的是欢欢喜喜，盼望神。
Because of what Christ has done, we have joy in the hope of the glory of God.
因为耶稣基督所做成的，我们在盼望神当中有这样如此欢喜的这样的盼望他的荣耀。
This is the gospel.
这才是福音。
That we have been made righteous through the death of Jesus for our behalf.
我们是借着主耶稣基督而因信称义的。
And we who were once his enemies are now his sons and daughters. We have peace with God.
我们一度曾是神的抵挡神的，现在我们借着耶稣基督与神和好了。
And now we rejoice because we have life to the full.
我们欢喜是因为我们有这样能够盼望有这样完全的生命在耶稣基督里。
And the promise of God's glory.
也有神荣耀的应许。
Righteousness, peace, joy.
是公义、和平、喜乐。
That's what the kingdom of God is all about.
那才是神的国所关乎的事情。
Paul says, don't make the gospel smaller.
不要把福音变小了。保罗在这里说。
Don't make it about your preferences about food.
不要把福音变成你对吃喝食物的喜好。
Don't make it about your preferences about how you dress on Sunday morning or how the length of your hair or anything else like that.
不要把福音变成你在主日应该穿什么衣服或者你头发的长短这样的事情。
Because that does not save us.
因为那样的事情并不能救我们。
The gospel is all about righteousness, peace, and joy.
福音所关乎的只是公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
The second thing Paul urges us to remember is Christ.
第二件保罗让我们去提醒我们去记得的是基督。
The second half of Romans 14:15 says this, Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died.
不要因着罗马书14:15说不可因你的食物叫他败坏，因基督已经替他而死。
That is, remember that Christ Jesus died for your brother and sister.
那也就是说，耶稣基督已经替你的弟兄姊妹死了。
Christ laid aside his heavenly glory and majesty.
耶稣在他神的威严和荣耀当中指引我们。
He laid aside his own will.
他舍弃了他自己的旨意。荣耀和威严。
He even laid aside his own life.
他甚至为我们舍弃了他自己的生命。
Brothers and sisters, how can we dare to not be able to lay down our individual preferences or freedoms?
我们怎敢不去放弃我们个人自己的喜好？
In our selfish freedom or convictions, we work against Christ's work in their lives.
在我们所谓的自由的行为里，我们其实是自私的，因为我们在这里抵挡了基督的十字架的工作。
The Bible has a strong word for those that work against Christ's work.
这个圣经里对那些抵挡神基督工作的人有一个很强烈的词语。
They are anti-Christ.
他们是敌基督。
So remember Christ.
所以要纪念基督。
That he laid down everything, put it aside, so that we might be saved.
他舍弃了所有的一切，以至于我们能够得救。
So Paul is calling the church to lay down its convictions and freedoms for each other.
所以保罗在这里是叫呼召这个教会放弃个人自己的信念，为着耶稣基督的缘故。
Verse 13, the verse that we started with says this.
13节。
Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚绊人之物。
Stop with the judging.
不要再论断。
Your brother and sister is God's servant, not yours, not mine.
你的弟兄姊妹是神的仆人，而不是我们自己的。
So Paul says, make sure you make up your mind, you are not going to put any stumbling block in their path.
所以保罗说，你要定义，不要成为别人的绊脚跌人之物。
Instead, verse 19.
在第十九节里。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事。
Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。
It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother to fall.
无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
He says in verse 22, So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God.
你有信心，就当在神面前守着。
That means your conviction, your freedom, that's between you and God.
也就是说，你的自由，你的信念，这是你自己和神之间的事情。
That's how you personally honor God.
这是你个人如何尊荣神的方式。
That's how you follow and walk after Jesus.
这是你自己如何跟神与基督同行的方式。
But for ourselves and how we treat each other is different.
我们对于自己，但是当我们和彼此如何相交的时候，是不一样的。
Paul says, I'd be willing to give up eating meat for the sake of my brothers and sisters.
保罗说，我为着我弟兄姊妹的缘故，我愿意放弃吃肉。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象这样的事吗？
That for the sake of building your brothers and sisters up in this church, you would give up something as important as meat?
为了造就你教会弟兄姊妹的缘故，你愿意放弃吃肉这样的事？
No more steak.
没有牛排了。
No more char siu.
没有叉烧了。
No more anything filled with meat like dumplings.
也没有任何用肉做馅的食物，像饺子等。
How many dishes would we need to strike off of our diet?
所以我们在我们平常的菜单当中，我们要剔除掉多少这样的菜
？But Paul says to build up one another, that would be worth it.
但是保罗说，为了彼此造就弟兄姊妹，那是值得的。
Giving up something like that just for this lifetime, just for now, for the salvation and for the building up of my brothers and sisters, that would be worth it.
为了造就我们的弟兄姊妹，为了我们弟兄姊妹的救恩，放弃这样的事情，保罗说是值得的。
By this shall we know that we are his disciples.
然后我们借着这样的事情，就知道我们是他的门徒了。
How Jesus says?
耶稣是怎么说的？
Because we love one another.
因为我们彼此相爱。
Let us make up our minds.
所以我们要定义。
Let it be a conviction of our hearts that we would build up one another.
让我们心中有这样的确定的信念，我们要彼此造就。
Even if it means a sacrifice on my behalf,
甚至因为这是因为我们自己甚至要放弃一些东西。
Even if it means giving up some of my freedoms,
甚至因为我们要 放弃我们自己的一些自由。
Your brother and your sister are more important.
你的弟兄、你的姊妹更加重要。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, your word is indeed a sharp sword.
在天上的父，你的话确实像利剑一样。
It cuts us deep.
深深的刺痛我们。
Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for living our lives for ourselves.
主，求你赦免我们，因为我们活着，如果是为了自己的话。
Using our freedoms in Christ for ourselves.
我们用在基督里的自由，为我们自己谋利。
Instead of using it for the loving of our brothers and sisters.
而不是用这样的自由，去爱我们的弟兄和姊妹。
Help us to love even when it hurts.
帮助我们，就当即使当我们是觉得是痛苦的时候，我们能够去爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Even when it's a sacrifice.
甚至当这样的事情是一个牺牲的时候。
Even when it's inconvenient.
甚至上当这样的事是不方便的时候。
Father, we want to hear you say in the final judgment that we loved one another.
父啊，我们愿意在你最后审判我们的时候，你说我们是彼此相爱的。
Let people watching our lives see what the gospel is about.
当周遭的人看我们平时的生活的时候，他们会知道福音是什么。
Let them see the deep, deep sacrificing love of God played out in our lives.
让他们看到我们在彼此的深深的爱当中，我们所做出的牺牲。
May they see a love that is not possible apart from Jesus.
让他们能看到这样的爱离开耶稣基督是不可能的。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.